McElfatrick, he's 2 for 5 tonight. Had a home run, his first as a Raptor, back in the fourth inning. McElfatrick also singled back in the bottom of the first inning. A chance to do more damage here against these Battle Jacks with a 3-run lead. Hit number 9 of the night off the bat there of Duggar. First pitch to McElfatrick. This is the outside corner for ball one. Degatti on deck. McGuire will follow. Nobody took Boston for the art card. I mean, that would have been really impressive if somebody did, because he was not in the starting lineup tonight. And Joe Diedrich saying right now, I would have. But he hit on his anyways. Jack Matthew is picked tonight in the return of the lineup. The 1-0 from Mata. Fastball in there for a called strike to even it up at 1-1 on McElfatrick. This would be quite a fun way to wrap out the homestand. 4 games in 5 days. The Raptors having Monday off after splitting a Saturday-Sunday weekend series with Lakeshore. Beating these Battle Jacks last night. Currently ahead in the 8th here this evening. The 1-1. McElfatrick hits this one on the ground. That's going to get through into left field for a base hit. Getting the green liner out there. It is Tracer Lopez. There will be no throw to the plate. It's cut off. Owen McElfatrick, a 3-hit night. It is 10-6 Wisconsin Rapids. Another RBI for the young man as well. Duggar to second. That's the 4th run of the inning for the Raptors. Still one out. 2 aboard. Jorge Degatti, the 8th hitter of the inning, to step into the box for the Raptors. Jorge 1 for 5 tonight. His lone hit, a single back in the 4th. As an opportunity to make it a multi-hit game here in the bottom half of the 8th inning. We'll see who the Raptors go with in the 9th. Bullpen's been up and moving with a whole bunch of different bodies in this inning. First pitch to him, kicks away from the catcher. Verberg in the dirt, taking third is Cashel Duggar. Staying put on first is McElfatrick. They're on the corners for Degatti. That knock for McElfatrick, not only his third of the ballgame, but the 10th of the evening for Wisconsin Rapids. 16 runs between the two clubs here tonight. 22 hits. Mata, the right-hander, comes set in relief of Connor Foley. The 1-0. This is well outside. 2 balls and no strikes. The driver's seat is all Jorge's here. The 7th pitcher to be used tonight by Battle Creek is Mata. There's no one in the bullpen, so field manager Ben Harley is going to ride it out with him here. The 2-0. That one misses low. 3 balls and no strikes on the Raptor left fielder. Wouldn't mind a 3-0 green light here. Is that because Jorge's my yard card? Partially. But also, he's one of the best hitters in this order. He knows what he's looking for here on a 3-0 count. Set is Mata. The 3-0. Jorge takes low for ball 4. It's a 4-pitch walk. The bases are full of Raptors here in the bottom of the 8th inning. To second, McElfatrick, and the 9th hitter of the frame is Max McGuire. McGuire tonight, not recorded a hit yet in his 5 plate appearances, but did reach once when he got hit by a pitch in the 4th. Max looking to change that hitless streak here. On 3rd is Duggar, 2nd McElfatrick, 1st Degatti. The first pitch to McGuire is a fastball that misses high for ball 1. Buchanan on deck, then it's Jack Matthew. Walker led off this inning with a base hit. Scored the 1st of the 4 runs put up so far, the 1-0. McGuire fouls this one straight back to even the count and a ball and a strike. When we get to the 9th inning, it is the top of the order due up for Battle Creek. 4th time tonight, the 1-2-3 hitters are set to begin a frame for the visitors. Who will it be against, though? Out of the Raptor bullpen is the real question. We saw Kyle Bender work a scoreless 8th. No, Rodriguez was warming up at one point down the line. This is not a save opportunity for Max Whitesell anymore. The 1-1 on the outside corner is called a strike. It's now 1-2 on McGuire. Another crooked number on the board for the Raptors. They're 2nd in 3 innings after putting up 3 in the 6th. 4 so far in the 8th, and they're looking to make it more. Mata set, first base side of the rubber. 3 on the pitch clock, the 1-2. That one bounced in the dirt outside. Another even count here on McGuire at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thank you. all 817 Rafter fans here tonight on their feet. Right-hander set the 2-2. This one fouled away. McGuire, a good fight here in his fifth trip to the plate tonight. Two-two, one out, bases full of Rafters. Big chance here for McGuire as he awaits another 2-2 from Mata. The payoff. Breaking ball on the inside corner, it misses. Full count by Max, there's nowhere to put him. Three, two, one out, bases loaded, the delivery. McGuire fouls this one back just above our press box. Here we'll get another 3-2 in this lengthy battle. This inning continues to drag along. We talked about Sunday being our longest game of the season. No fans, that's going to be tonight. Over 3.5 hours in. The next 3-2 from Mata to McGuire. Swing and a drive, left center field. This one is gonna go. It's a grand slam for Max McGuire and an 8-run bottom of the eighth inning. It is 14-6 Wisconsin Rapids. You gotta be kidding me. Listen to this crowd. That is his second grand slam as a Rafter, clearing the bases. Still just one out in this inning. Holy cow. Walker Buchanan, who led off this inning, will climb back in here. Still just one away. This Rafter team, folks, they are all the way back. First pitch to Buchanan, misses low from Mata. This is unreal. You cannot make this up. This stretch for the Rafters has been something to watch. And they're not stopping soon. 1-0 the count. Right-hander rocks and fires. Buchanan in the air, left field. Beck is heading at the wall. That is gone. Walker Buchanan. A solo blast. It is now 15-6 and a 9-run bottom of the eighth inning. Cue Vanga bus, cue the horn here at Winterfield. It is the third home run of the inning. And a 9-run Rafter lead. This offense is here, and they're here to stay, folks. My goodness. Back-to-back jacks. And now Jack Matthews got a home run of his own. We'll step in tonight. We haven't looked at the yard cards. I'm sure we got a lot of punches here. We got back-to-back Griffin Furkus, Dawson Wolf. We got four taken care of here tonight. First pitch to Matthew. Dribbled foul down the first baseline. Jack Matthew. We look at the distances. 370 to left center for Max McGuire. 323 for Walker Buchanan as prior to the 0-1 time called by the home plate umpire Nick Heidlow. On deck is Grayson Schaefer. Jack Matthew in the box. He's the 11th hitter due up this inning. The 0-1. That one bounced in. It misses. Count evens, a ball and a strike. If the Rafter fans were thinking of hitting the exits early, first of all, it's a tie game. Why would you do so? And second of all, I think this offense is providing enough fireworks to keep people staying around. 1-1. Swung on and missed, a ball and two strikes now with Jack Matthew. Each team with 12 hits. Rafters lead it by 9. The 1-2 from Mata to Matthey. On the outside corner, he got him looking. Matthey down looking for the second time this inning. There's two away. Grayson Schaefer drew a 6-pitch walk to begin the frame and later scored. He has walked in all 5 of his plate appearances tonight. Nobody on, 2 down. Schaefer looking to get a knock here tonight. First pitch to him. This is up high. On deck is Boston Trotter, that is. And he's the hero tonight. Tie ball game, 3-run homer in his first at-bat, coming in for Kyler McIntosh back in the bottom of the 6th inning. Started this party here in this 9-run frame. 1-0 breaking ball swung on and missed. So the Rafters put up 14 in the 6th on Sunday afternoon, pardon me. And now you look here, 9 runs in the bottom of the 8th, 6-6 entering this frame. It will not be 6-6 leaving it. The 1-1 to Schaefer. Breaking ball in there for a called strike 2. Mentioned a couple times, who is due up for Battle Creek in the top of the 9th? I don't think it matters anymore who's due up for Battle Creek. A 9-run lead for this bullpen, they got to be feeling great right now. Out of the windup, Mata. 1-2. That one misses low and out. This is the 3rd straight game we're having a cup of coffee giveaway. At least 5 runs in an inning here at Witter Field. 14 on Sunday. There was a 5-run inning in the 4th last night. And now 9 here in the 8th. The 2-2 to Schaefer. This is outside. 3-2 the count. Can Grayson Schaefer draw 6 walks tonight? I don't know. I think he wants to swing away. He's been tooling his swing a lot in batting practice, and he wants to actually put that to use here. 3-2 the count. 2 away out of the windup. Mata rocks and fires. Breaking ball inside. It misses for ball 4. 6 plate appearances. 6 walks tonight. For Grayson Schaefer, that has got to be some sort of record. As now, Ben Harley out of the dugout, making the motion to his bullpen. We're going to get a pitching change yet again for the second time this inning. 15-6 the score. Let's start the party here at Witter Field. 9 runs for the Rafters off 3 homers in this bottom of the 8th. They're not done. Still 2 down. We'll be back in a couple minutes for this pitching change on your home for Rafter Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4H.org.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Battle Creek. That's the left-handed freshman from Oakland University, Ethan Henry. Folks, if you're just joining us in the bottom of the eighth, my goodness, have you missed a lot. The Raptors putting up 9 runs on 3 home runs. Trotter Boston right now into the box. He broke the 6-6 tie, making it 9-6 in his first at-bat of the inning and in the ballgame. Holy cow, what a night. First pitch from the southpaw to Boston, misses low for ball one. A grand slam from Max McGuire to make it 14-6. And then, oh yeah, one batter later, the guy who led off the inning by singling and scoring, Walker Buchanan, said, hey, I'll leave the yard myself for my first home run as a Raptor. Raptors have now hit 5 long balls tonight. The 1-0 from Henry misses low. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, we have an inning rival, the 14-run sixth from Sunday. 2 down, Tracer Lopez on deck. Cashel Duggar will follow. Another fun, colorful scorebook for me this evening. Postgame show should be great as well. The 2-0, Boston in the air, right field. That one heading near the line. Schlihart giving chase. That is a foul ball. Raptor dugout erupting after that one. It was a close one. It did fall foul to the right of the foul line. Count 2-1 on the Raptor shortstop into this ball game. Keep saying who will get the 9. It would be a long time on the Schneid and on the dugout for Kyle Bender. He threw the 8th and made quick work. Did issue a 2-out walk, but faced 1 over the minimum, threw just 14 pitches. You have a 9-run cushion. As long as he's cool with it, I don't think there'd be a problem throwing him out there, but if you want to get another arm in there as well, it makes sense. 2 on the count, left down lefty battle here. Boston homered off the lefty that started this inning, Connor Foley. Could be seeing another inning like Sunday where 3 pitchers each record an out in a big inning for the Raptors as the 2-1 breaking ball misses outside. For Henry, 4 innings pitched, 5 appearances. He's allowed 10 hits, 11 runs, all earned on 8 walks and 2 strikeouts. ERA over 24. Last allowed 3 runs without recording an out against Kokomo on the 16th. 3-1 pitch, hit hard on the ground, foul down the first baseline. A full count here on Boston. Fans as well behind the Raptor dugout are having one heck of a time here tonight. And if you're here and you're not having a heck of a time tonight, I don't think there's another environment where you could be having fun. This has been a blast. This homestand has been a blast. And it started with the Raptors getting shut out for the first time this season on Saturday. And boy, did they ever turn it around. Runner takes off, 3-2, hit in the air, left field. Giving chase in foul territory, is heading near the line. He's not going to get there. We'll get another 3-2 to Boston. They respond with that win on Sunday and Father's Day. Get a much-needed off day Monday, a comfort behind victory yesterday in which 2 big multi-run innings were needed for the Raptors to take game 1 of this series. And how about this? A 9-run lead. They're 3 outs away from sweeping the battle. Jackson getting a winning streak going here. They're looking to leapfrog Lakeshore. After Wausau took down the Chinooks here today, the Raptors can hold on. They'll get third place in the division. Still got some ball games left in the first half of the season. Trying to chase down the Mallards and the Woodchucks. 3-2 the count, 2 outs. Taking off on the delivery here will be Schaefer. Henry sets, 10 on the pitch, Glocky rocks and fires. That one is thrown behind Boston. That'll ricochet out to the Raptor dugout, and that one off the helmet of Grayson Schaefer. I should say Cashel Duggar near the on-deck circle. Boston drawing a walk. He's aboard, Schaefer to second. Still 2 down here in the 8th. That'll bring up Tracer Lopez. The Raptors now. This will be the 15th hitter this inning. They're 4 shy of the 19 they set up in that 14-run inning on Sunday. Lopez drew a 7-pitch walk off the bench in the spot of Trent Lyolis and later scored. Who didn't score in this inning for the Raptors? Everyone who has gotten on has touched home. 2 outs of this inning have been created by the same guy, Jack Matthew, both looking on strikeouts. First pitch to Tracer Lopez, late on that fastball, elevated and swung on and missed. It's 0-1. This game tonight, definitely going to get near 4-hour territory. It already is 6:35 first pitch. It's 10:20 now here in Wisconsin Rapids. 0-1 the count. Boston not being held on first. Schaefer on second. That one misses low. A ball and a strike. Raptors are going to miss Witter Field, that's for sure, when they play 2 tomorrow in Wausau. But they'll be right back Friday and Saturday against the Madison Mallards. That's a big series coming up this weekend at Witter Field. You're not going to want to miss it if you're in the area. Duggar in the on-deck circle, top of the order, McElfatrick to follow. 1-1. Missing outside. Two balls and a strike now on the Texas Tech Red Raider. See what Lopez gets here. Being ahead in the count, the 2-1. Fastball, this one fouled straight back. Count evens, two balls, two strikes. Lopez in Lyles' spots, like we mentioned, there's going to be some shifting in the Raptor infield. You can imagine Grayson Schaefer playing third base. He'll move to first. Could see Tracer go straight into third. He might go to short. Boston might get moved around. Either way, the four on the infield will be Schaefer, Lopez, Boston, and McElfatrick. We just don't know who's going to be where. 2-2 set. This one in on a line left side of the infield. Falling down is Hamlin to make the catch and retire the side. The Raptors, once again, this homestand are going to get one heck of an ovation after putting up 9 in this 8th inning. 15-6 the score. We'll be back for the top of the ninth. It is Noah Rodriguez to come in and collect the final 3 outs here for Raptor Baseball on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today. You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
It's Noah Rodriguez into the ball game. We got some defensive changes as well. We'll get those to you right now. 15-6 the score. A 9-run bottom of the 8th inning, highlighted by 3 homers. A 3-run shot for Trotter Boston, a grand slam for Max McGuire, and a solo jack for Walker Buchanan. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. If you've hung out with us tonight, oh boy, it's been worth your while. Tracer Lopez into the ballgame to play short. Moving from short to third is Trotter Boston, and from third to first is Grayson Schaefer. Noah Rodriguez last worked on Sunday in that 15-8 win. He picked up the win out of the bullpen against Lakeshore, throwing 2 innings, allowing 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned, did not walk a Chinook hitter, and struck out 1 of the 9 batters he faced. Top of the order, due up for the Battle Jacks in this inning. Mason Hamlin hitting from the right side and playing third base will climb in. Homer to lead off the third, also drew a 6-pitch walk in the fourth. Righty-righty battle. The first pitch from Rodriguez hit on the ground to third. That's off the glove of Boston and into left field. Hamlin hits the bag at first. That's where he'll stay. 1 pitch, leadoff man aboard for Battle Creek here in the ninth. Alex Fernandez, a couple multi-hit games here against the Raptors this week. The center fielder singled in the first, doubled in the third, singled in the seventh. Elijah Henning on deck. Otipka to follow. This is great momentum to bring to Wausau tomorrow. Looking forward to it. 2 big ones against the Woodchucks as a first pitch fastball from Rodriguez on the outside corner. Fernandez is called a strike. Schaefer holding the runner on first, that being Hamlin. The 0-1 with less than 10 seconds on the pitch clock. The right-hander Rodriguez fires and misses outside. A ball and a strike. Raptors You can't make this up. 15 sent to the plate. Not as much as the 19 we saw in that 14-run sixth on Sunday, but hey, that'll do. Three home runs in that inning, five on the evening. Total for Wisconsin Rapids is showing Bunt Fernandez pulling back as that 1-1 89-mile-an-hour fastball misses outside. Two balls and a strike now on the Battle Jack center fielder. And oh yeah, along with the five Rafter homers, Battle Creek has hit four tonight as well in innings 2, 3, 4, and 5. So nine combined home runs here at Witterfield this evening. The 2-1, this one fouled back by Fernandez. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. At one point in this ballgame, Battle Creek led it 6-3. The Rafters put up three in the sixth, highlighted from a two-run homer and his return to the lineup by Jack Mathey. But I think that nine-run eighth inning will always take the cake. Two innings in this homestand, the Rafters have combined for 25 runs. Should say 23 runs. Bad math, that's the reason why I have the headset on right now. Still a pretty gaudy number. The 2-2 to Fernandez. Foul tip in and out of the glove. A casual dogger will do it again. Rafter dugout, we got some pump it up playing as we head into the top of the ninth. Everyone on the top step. Group in unison. Left hand up, right hand up, left hand up. Love doing it up here in the press box as well. Battle Creek, 6 runs on 13 hits and an error. The Rafters, 15 runs on 12 hits, no errors. And this Wednesday night battle at home. The next 2-2 from Noah Rodriguez. One fouled away. Good fight here from Fernandez, not giving in the ninth. This might just be the streak that these Rafters need. Entered Sunday's game, 7 wins, 11 losses. They're 3 outs away from being just a game under 500. Rodriguez looks in, gets the signs from Duggar with 11 on the pitch clock. Nods the 2-2. Breaking ball, just missing downstairs. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Letting the crowd ambiance, doing some of the talking here in the ninth. You can just hear the energy and the understanding of the community now that, hey, this offense is the real deal. The 3-2, this one swatted foul beyond the third base grandstands onto the concourse. And obviously the pitching staff has had its issues with walks, the famous stat we threw out the first week of the season. And that home-and-home with Fond du Lac on Memorial Day and Tuesday, the 28th of May, 21 walks in the first two games. They have found a way to iron out the details and really hunker down and keep the team in these ballgames. The next 3-2, another foul tip back. Fernandez and Rodriguez, a lengthy battle here. We're less than 10 minutes away from hitting the four-hour mark in this game tonight. While that means good news because the Rafters put up 9 in the eighth, they probably didn't want the game to go this long, having that twin bill awaiting tomorrow, just about an hour away at Athletic Park. 3-2 the count. Still leading off first and being held on by Schaefer as Hamlin the payoff. That one misses outside for ball four. First two reach here against Noah Rodriguez in this ninth inning. Elijah Henning homered back in the fifth. Most recently reached on a fielder's choice in the seventh. Hitting from the right side was not in the Battle Creek lineup an evening ago. You look at just some of the offensive highlights for the Rafters tonight. Owen McElfatrick's first home run as a Rafter in the fourth inning. Also had an RBI single and later scored in the eighth. Max McGuire's grand slam, I mean, that takes the cake for sure. Clearing the bags to make it 14-6 an inning ago. First pitch fastball to the right-handed hitting. Hennings is called a strike. Jack Mathey coming back from injury, hitting a two-run homer in the sixth inning. That was pretty awesome. Not necessarily as flashy, but a pretty cool thing to note. Grayson Schaefer, 6 plate appearances tonight. He drew 6 walks against Battle Creek pitching. The 0-1, breaking ball missing outside. Count evens a ball and a strike. Trotter Boston off the bench. He had a pinch run for Kyler McIntosh in the sixth inning. 3-run jack in the eighth, giving Wisconsin Rapids a 9-6 lead. Walker Buchanan hitting his first homer as a Rafter as well. 1-1 fastball right down the chute, taken by Hennings for strike two. 90 on that. Fastball from Rodriguez. Loves the punch-up, but I'm sure a ground ball for the right-hander from Sienna would be fantastic here as well. A native of Cliffside Park, New Jersey, comes set, looks back at second twice. The 1-2. Fastball just low. Nick Heidlow playing the villain right now for the fans in attendance. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes on the 3-hitter in the Battle Creek order. Rodriguez peers in again to Duggar. Let's see what his next 2-2 delivery is. That one runs inside, and it got a piece of Elijah Henning. Base is loaded to second, Fernandez to third, Hamlin. First three reaching on Rodriguez here in the ninth. So pretty bummed out about the yard card tonight. I did not get mine. Abby Look, not getting hers either, but she already had 2 entering tonight. I'm officially the last person here to not pick a home run hitter for the Raptors. And I feel like tonight would have been the night to do so when they hit 5. Nobody hit multiple, so it was 5 different home run hitters. First pitch strike fired into Wotypka. That's all right. I'll have my day eventually. I know it. We get plenty of chances to do this. 24 more to be exact. If I play the odds right, I'm bound to get one. The 0-1 pitch, Wotypka cranks this one in the air, deep left field. Looking back to Gotti, that one is going to go. It is a grand slam for Caden Wotypka. That is the 10th home run hit here tonight at Witter Field. And this offensive marathon continues, 15-10 our score. And all of a sudden, there are some more bodies now trickling down to the Rafter bullpen. That is the 2nd grand slam in this ballgame as well, just here in the last handful of innings. It's not going to be easy for the Rafters tonight. They still lead by 5, a comfortable cushion. Hey, scoring 9 in the 8th will do that to you. Kyle Bender, line finalized after facing 4 hitters in the 8th, by the way, an inning thrown. No hits, no runs, a walk and 2 strikeouts, 14 pitches thrown for the right-hander from Folsom Lake College tonight. Clear slate for Sam DiCarlo, who takes a first pitch fastball for strike 1 out of the hand of Rodriguez. 4 last 4 batters didn't matter for Rodriguez. He's got a hunker in right here, and he knows it. The 0-1. Breaking ball, hit in the air. That'll find the seats down the right field line. Quickly 0-2 on the Battle Creek second baseman tonight. DiCarlo, 1-for-4, a double in the 5th. Most recently, a huge inning-ending double play, 4-3, I should say, in the 7th. 360 on that homer to left off the bat of Wotypka. First hit of the night, a big one. 0-2, missing up. A ball and 2 strikes. Raptor bullpen, some action. As Noah Rodriguez allowing a grand slam. He's faced 4 hitters. All 4 have touched home plate here in the 9th. The 1-2. Breaking ball. This one hit in the air left field. Coming in Buchanan. That's going to drop in front. Base knock for DiCarlo. It'll bring up Xavier Ulrich. And the Rafter bullpen as well. As mentioned, prior to the home run, there was nobody down there. There's a lot more bodies down there now. Now a mound meeting between Cashel, Duggar, and Noah Rodriguez. And Cashel giving him a fist pump saying, hey, take a deep breath. We're up by 5. Let's just keep pounding the zone and do this thing. However, that's what happened. Leaving a fastball for Wotypka to send over and out. And a base hit for DiCarlo. But Rodriguez, a walk and a hit by pitch. So part of it is on his control here, too. 27 hits between the two teams this evening. 25 runs, 1 error that was made back in the 6th inning by Battle Creek. Rodriguez set out of the stretch, first pitch. Swung on and missed by Ulrich. He's gotten ahead in plenty counts as well, has Ulrich. Or I should say, Rodriguez with Ulrich in the box. Ulrich came into the ballgame at the bottom of the 6th. Is 0-for-1, popped out to the catcher Duggar in foul territory to begin the 8th inning. Schaefer holding the runner on first, the 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner, dial it up for a called strike 2. Some Walls of Jericho getting ready for the wrestling night coming here Saturday. Hornswoggle, AEW, will be in attendance. 2nd of 2 with Madison. Get some Friday night fireworks here as well the day prior at Witter Field. 0-2, pulling this one, Rodriguez. It misses low and away on the right-handed hitting Ulrich. On deck, that's Josh Schleihart. Spencer Verberg to follow. 1-2 coming from Rodriguez. Broken bat, grounder on the right side. Schaefer off the bag to field. He'll flip to Rodriguez, covering the first base bag in time. to second on the 3-1 putout is DiCarlo. That's where he'll stay with one down in the top of the ninth inning. Schlihart was the beer batter tonight here in Wisconsin Rapids. Struck out in the second. However, the beer batter ends after the seventh because that's when alcoholic beverages stopped being sold here at Witter Field. So that was in the eighth inning. He struck out his most recent appearance since then. He singled in the fourth and scored. Popped out to the first baseman, Lyolis, in foul territory in the sixth inning. We're going to get a call to the bullpen here for Wisconsin Rapids. Noah Rodriguez will be exiting. That's Nick Perry, the right-hander from Colorado State Pueblo, entering with a runner on second and one out. Here in the ninth inning, we'll be back in a couple minutes. 15-10 the score from historic Witterfield. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Nick Perry entering the fray, the redshirt junior from Colorado State Pueblo. 15-10 the score. Four runs put up here on a grand slam off the bat of Caden Wotypka in the top of the ninth inning. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. As always, thank you so much for tuning in here tonight. It's been quite the ball game as the first pitch from Perry to the right-handed hitting Josh Schlihart misses inside for ball one. Perry's working in his fifth game of the season. A 1-1 record for the right-hander from Little M, Texas. Five innings pitched, nine hits allowed. Five runs all earned on a walk and two punch-outs facing 25 hitters this season. 1-0 fastball from Perry misses high for ball two. He last worked in the 9-0 loss against Lakeshore on Saturday. 1-2-3 frame for Perry with a strikeout involved. William Scott, Ferry, Bender, Rodriguez, Perry now for the Rafters tonight as the 2-0 pitch is in there for a call and strike. For Battle Creek, Douglas Brown, Malloy, pitcher who has no name, Getting, Foley, Mata, and Henry this evening. The 2-1 pitch from Perry. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Cashel Duggar. It's 2-2. Two in the second, one in the third, two in the fourth, one in the fifth, and four so far here in the ninth for the visitors. For your Rafters, one in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth, three in the sixth, and how about nine in the bottom of the eighth, highlighted by three home runs. Big pitch coming here, the 2-2 from Perry. Fastball fouled away near the Battle Creek dugout. Heads up down there. 27 hits in the ballgame, 15 for the visitors, 12 for your Rafters. 91 on that fastball from Perry. We are officially, thanks for that pitching change, over the four-hour mark here tonight, 4 hours, 4 minutes. As it sits right now, this is the latest the game has gone here in Wisconsin Rapids this summer. 2-2 the count, righty-on-righty battle, another delivery from Perry. This one fouled back. One stuck on top of the netting in the home plate club. How about Maddox Thornton, the right-hander, going down to retrieve that one. Another 2-2 in a lengthy battle here between Perry out of the bullpen and Josh Schlihart. Looks into Duggar. Perry has his decision. The 2-2. This one hit in the air, shallow center field, drifting out Lopez, or I should say, McElfatrick gets off his glove. It'll fall. Everyone remains on the paths. To third goes DeCarlo Schlihart on first. We'll see if it's an E4. I mean, that was a tough play to make. It did hit off McElfatrick's glove. It will be a space hit for Schlihart, his second hit of the night. Still one out. Spencer Verberg, the catcher now. Eighth hitter of the inning up for Battle Creek. He hit the first home run of 10 in this game, a two-run shot to break the scoreless tie. Make it 2-0 Battle Creek in the top of the second. Perry comes set, the first pitch to him. Swing and a miss into the glove of Duggar. It's nothing and one. On deck is Griffith, the man who led off the inning, Mason Hamlin, awaiting after him. Nick Perry, in relief of Noah Rodriguez, who threw 26 pitches and got the first out of this ninth inning. The 0-1. Breaking ball, missing high. A ball and a strike are count now. Rafter fans here, boisterous after that called ball from home plate umpire Nick Heidlow. He's gotten a lot of grief from the Rafter fans, the Rafter dugout, and the Battle Creek dugout, making three parties not very happy here tonight. The 1-1. This one misses inside. Two balls and a strike now on the Battle Creek catcher. Grand slam for Wotipka in the ninth. Max McGuire hit a grand slam as well in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 2-1. Check swing on the inside corner. Doesn't matter. It's called a strike. Two balls, two strikes on the right-handed hitting Spencer Verber. Schaefer holding the runner on first. No attention being paid to the man on third, that being DeCarlo, the 2-2, hit in the air center field. Coming in Buchanan, leaving his feet to make the grab. Tagging from third is DeCarlo. He'll come in to score on the sacrifice fly. Tracer Lopez, or I should say that's Owen McElfatrick. He wants to check if the runner tagged at third base. And he did. So five runs here in the ninth, that going down as a sac fly for Verberg. It is the second out of the inning. That run will be charged to Noah Rodriguez. His line final. Put him down for five runs, all earned. Runner on first, Schlihart. That's due to Nick Perry. On the mound right now, it's Sam Griffith, the nine-hitting shortstop, and the ninth hitter in this inning. On the right side, the first pitch. Hit in the air, center field, shallow. Lopez out, Buchanan in. It's going to drop in no man's land. Lopez retrieves the throw to third to get the speedy. Schlihart's not in time. Nobody covering second. And diving in headfirst safely behind the play is Griffith. It is a base hit. Two ducks on the pond. Back to the top of the order we go with Hamlin. Tenth hitter up in the inning is Hamlin. He led off the inning with a base hit. Now 11 runs on 17 hits and an error. 15 runs on 12 hits and no errors for the Rafters. One of the craziest lines I've read across in my broadcasting time with baseballs. The first pitch breaking ball to Hamlin misses low and away. The tying run for Battle Creek is in the on-deck circle. That's Alex Fernandez. Raptors just lead it by four. 1-0. Breaking ball. Cross up there of Duggar. He did not know what was coming in. That one misses away. Two balls, no strikes. Five runs put up here in the top of the ninth by Battle Creek after the Raptors put up a nine spot in the bottom half of the eighth. What a game this has been. 26 runs between the two teams. The finale of this two-game series. It's going to be fun when they meet back up in Michigan in July as the 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed on a fastball by Perry. Leading off third, Schlihart. Griffith on second, infield in regular depth for the Raptors. They're out away the 2-1. This one on the hands, hit in the air, deep left field. That's going to be playable, though, for Jorge Degatti. The Raptors win it. Nick Perry collects the final two outs of the ballgame, and this marathon of a contest has come to an end just over the four-hour mark. 15-11 the final score, 11 runs on 17 hits and an error for the Battle Jacks, 15 runs on 12 hits, no errors for your Raptors. We'll be back in a few minutes for your official Raptors postgame show on your home of Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
4 hours and 9 minutes later, this ball game has come to an end. The Raptors take down the Battle Creek Battle Jacks in the second of this two-game series in Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 15-11. Andy Ockman with Raptors Radio on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps for WFHR. If you tuned in tonight, you caught a great one here at home, and the Raptors able to come out on top thanks to a 9-run bottom of the eighth inning. But let's go back to the scoring and how it started tonight. It started in the top of the second for the visitors. Battle Jacks, a 2-run homer from their 8-hitting catcher, Spencer Verberg, to put them on the board. Wisconsin Rapids responded with one in the bottom half of the second, thanks to 4 walks issued by starting pitcher Tanner Douglas. Bryson Stripling walked on 6 pitches with 2 outs in the second inning to get Wisconsin Rapids their first run of the ballgame. 1 run added in the third on a solo home run from Mason Hamlin made it 3-1 Battle Creek. The Raptors put up a run of their own in the bottom half of the third inning. Once again, reaching on a pass ball, Walker Buchanan made it 3-2. From there, Battle Creek, they had 4 straight innings with a home run that continued in the fourth with a solo blast from Garrett Smith and then a run scored later on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Sam Griffith. That made it 5-2. Wisconsin Rapids getting one back in the fourth on Owen McElfatrick's first home run as a Raptor in his 6th game with the team, making it 6-3. Another run put up, 5-3, and then a 6-3 lead for Battle Creek after the 5th inning, a run on a solo homer for Elijah Henning. There were 10 combined home runs hit in this game. 6th inning, 3-run frame. Raptors tied it at 6-all. A 2-run homer off the bat of Jack Matthey was the highlight. His first game back from injury, being out of the lineup for over a week, hadn't played since June 11th in Green Bay. Then it was the main event here tonight. The 9-run bottom of the 8th inning for the Raptors. 3 home runs hit. Trotter Boston, a 3-run blast with a 6-6 ball game over the center field wall. His second home run as a Raptor, and it has all come here at Witter Field. A couple more runs come in to score on some base hits. An RBI single for Owen McElfatrick, a multi-hit game. He had 3, to be exact. His biggest game as a Raptor today. Bases loaded for Max McGuire with 1 out. And what does he do? He deposits his second grand slam as a Raptor, making it 14-6. One batter later, Walker Buchanan adds on to the fun. A solo blast back-to-back Jacks, making it 15-6 Wisconsin Rapids. Then a 5 spot in the ninth, a grand slam from Caden Wotipka off Noah Rodriguez. One more run added on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Spencer Verberg. And that's how we got our 26 runs here tonight. 11 runs on 17 hits and an error for the Battle Jacks, leaving 8 on base, 15 runs on 12 hits and no errors. The Raptors left 14 on tonight. Tanner Douglas, the starter for Battle Creek, went 2 innings, allowed 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned, walked 4, struck out 2, throwing 48 pitches. Ricky Williams got the start, his 4th start as a Raptor, all here at Witter Field, throwing 3 innings, allowing 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned, not walking a Battle Jack hitter and striking out 4 on the 56 pitches he threw here tonight. The bullpens go as follows, those 2 starters. Battle Creek after Tanner Douglas, it went Jacob Brown, Justin Malloy, the unnamed pitcher, number 36, Ethan Getting, Connor Foley, Luke Mata, and Ethan Henry. For the Raptors, after Ricky Williams, it went Brandon Scott, Sidney Ferry, Kyle Bender, Noah Rodriguez, and Nick Perry. Bender the win, Foley the loss, 817 wonderful Raptor fans in attendance here tonight, 75 and cloudy at first pitch. And as mentioned at the top of our pregame show, the longest game of the season, 4 hours and 9 minutes. The Raptors improved to 10-11 on the season, just a game under 500, a chance to not only get to 500 tomorrow, but get above it, thanks to a doubleheader at Athletic Park, a scheduled doubleheader with the Wausau Woodchucks. First pitch of Game 1 at 12:05, Game 2 at 6:35 here on your home for Raptor Baseball, WFHR. It was a marathon tonight, but I want to thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. It was our 21st time together, and we still got a lot more, 50-plus, as we continue on this marathon of a season in the Northwoods League in this 2024 summer. I'm Andy Ockham signing off for now from Witter Field. We'll see you in just a little over 12 hours from now for Wausau. Raptors win at 15-11 and sweep Battle Creek on this wonderful Wednesday night.
We are the boy band. Your tween made you see. We are the boy band. It's painful concert.
And with my wife. And look, you know, I still remember because it makes me angry. But I had taken my little brother through Big Brothers Big Sisters, which I'm a huge supporter of, and I think people should, if you have the time, take on a little. Changed my life as a child and also as an adult, so I've seen it from both sides. Huge supporter. But you know, took him on this trail ride. You know, hey, we're going to go up into the woods and we're going to ride, you know, mules and you know, hit it off with my future wife at the time. And, you know, I figured I'm going to be a big tipper here. And it wasn't until years later that she told me, no, you handed me the envelope. And they were watching with, you know, from inside the office to ensure that she handed that in. And they never got a dime of that tip money. And this is one of those reasons I've always been against tipping. I think that workers should earn a solid wage. I think you should be paid for your time. It shouldn't be based on the generosity or the if you winked and nodded or smiled enough. I think workers should be guaranteed a fair wage, a consistent wage. Their work has value. It should be compensated as such. And for me, eliminating the tipped wage would ensure that all workers receive a minimum wage that allows them to support themselves and their families. But that said, every time I bring this up, I get people who are, you know, or no, we have to defend it. And because, look, some people do better in a tipped situation. Some. Most workers end up, you know, being where the employer puts their risk. Because understand, the tip system is an insecure, unstable system. The income instability that comes out of it, because incomes fluctuate from week to week, day to day, month to month. And you can't plan a life around the generosity of others. And wage theft is huge in this. As I said, you know, the people stealing your tips, your employer maybe pocketing some of them, or hey, you came out of a credit card, we're going to charge you the fee of your tips. It's crazy what we allow to happen to working people. And then you look at the system, you talk about the gender and the racial disparities, and you know, who are tipped workers? They're majority women, majority minorities. That's creating an environment, a workspace, where employers have the ability to, well, cheat, enrich themselves at the risk of others. And for me, getting rid of it would be just simple. And it would be fair. The simplicity of it. You don't have to have some complicated system of, oh, did you declare all of your tips? Do we take a percentage of your checks? Do we do all of these things to ensure that Uncle Sam gets his due, but still allows people to keep money in their pockets? So for me, just ending the tip system. See, I was always taught that a tip was for exceptional service. You do really well, you tip somebody, hey, thank you for that. Not as part of their living. Now, I've always been a very generous tipper. It's one of those things that I try and do when I can, when I've got cash in my pocket. I always try and leave cash so that, well, they don't have to declare as much as I'm giving. Because I understand it's a tough job. It's a difficult job. It's a job that a lot of people don't want to do. And, you know, it's tough for people to make a living. But, you know, there are some people who make good tips in the higher end restaurants, and they want to keep it right where it is. But the fact that the argument for keeping the tip system is mostly around employers, you know, it's a cost control for employers. You know, they don't have to bear the brunt of the risk of paying that pesky minimum wage. You know, it would have and don't forget, Rick, it would have a huge impact on small employers. And this is, again, that argument that is being made. You know, you talk about wanting to keep mom and pop around, and I do. I think consumers should be going to mom and pop an awful lot more than we do. Put down the Amazon, go to Main Street. But there's a better way of ensuring that mom and pop can be competitive than doing it on the backs of low-wage workers. And that's always been my position. There's got to be a way. We're smart. We can figure this stuff out if we wanted to. And to have someone like Trump say, we're just going to do away with it. That doesn't solve the problem of people still living, you know, tip to tip, handout to handout. And for me, the rationale of all of this is work should be respected. I don't care what you do. Work should be rewarded. I don't care what you do. You should be able to make a living on the work that you do. Seems simple to me. But I want to hear your thoughts. You got any tip horror stories? I most certainly want to hear it. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. If you got any questions, comments, something on your mind, there's where you email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Miss any portion of the show or any of our programs, podcast. Wherever you get your favorite podcast, you'll find ours, or just go to thericksmithshow.com, all right there. Also, freespeech.org for our video content. Highly suggest heading over there as well. As always, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being here. We'll see you back here next time.
been listening to The Rick Smith Show. Email Rick. Rick@TheRickSmithShow.com.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.